bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Kylie Carpentieri. The father of a U.S. Marine who was killed in the Kabul airport suicide bombing in 2021 was arrested by U.S. Capitol Police officers for disrupting the State of the Union address, which took place on Thursday evening. USCP identified the man as 51-year-old Stephen N. Nikui. During Biden's speech, Nikui can be heard screaming repeatedly at around 10:15 p.m.
America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then.
Audio provided by ABC News. Nikui can be heard screaming Abbey Gate. Abbey Gate is the entrance to the Kabul airport where the blast that killed 13 U.S. service members and at least 170 Afghans took place. Nikui received a misdemeanor for the disruption. 29-year-old Cole Brower has just become the first American woman to sail solo around the world in a global solo challenge. The New York native arrived in Spain on Thursday, concluding her 30,000-mile trip that took 130 days. She navigated the three Great Capes of Africa, Australia, and South America. Brower is the only woman and the youngest competitor in the event. Here is what Brower hopes to come from her success.
I really want people to find what they're passionate about and go and fight for it. Anytime you hear the word no, I would just ignore it.
Audio provided by NBC News. The manslaughter trial of James Crumbly continued in a Michigan courtroom Friday. Crumbly was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in relation to his son's mass shooting at Oxford High School back in 2021. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office confirmed to CNN on Friday that James Crumbly has been caught making threatening statements by phone and electronic messages while being in custody. His jailhouse phone access has now been limited to only communication with his attorney. The nature of the threats and their intended targets has not been disclosed. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Kylie Carpentieri.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.